I used to love going shopping for school supplies when my boys were younger, but it is so expensive now, and we have someone on the line who's going to help. Robin Kelsch, a Chief Partnership Engagement Officer at CIS Chicago, Communities in Schools Chicago. Robin, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Wendy?
I'm doing great. Now, back to school season brings to the forefront the needs of many Chicago families trying to make ends meet because school supplies have just gotten more and more expensive. How are you helping with CIS Chicago?
Yeah, thank you so much. So Communities in Schools is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to removing barriers so that students are able to get the full access to the supports they need. And here in Chicago, we are really honored to be partnering with 238 Chicago Public Schools this coming school year, where we've already begun and will continue to connect those schools to our community partners who are delivering these services and providing these needed items. You know, I don't think you can turn on the radio or go to a store or turn on the TV without hearing about back to school. And I will say Chicago Public Schools is doing a beautiful job of making sure that their back to school bashes are well staffed and that there's a tons of opportunity for young people to start the school year off with that backpack full of school supplies. And Wendy, I'm like you. I could go shopping for school supplies any day of the week. Hit me with some colored pens and a notebook, and I got a smile on my face. But to your exact point, those fun shopping trips are a little bit more stressful now. And I think what we're noticing is that really the needs stretch beyond the backpack. Our families are in need of other items that we all know are just quite essential to just any sort of successful day even.
Well, yeah, talk about that because it's, you know, you have to think about deodorant, soap. I mean, there's more to start your day than just your school supplies.
Exactly. You know, I think about it this way. A backpack is an essential item. We know that, and we see it all around. Communities and Schools is working to distribute backpacks alongside many of our partners that are doing the same thing. We know it is a need. But I invite you to think about this. A backpack in an ideal situation is an annual expense, right? I mean, I know at my house right now, I'm looking at my kids' backpacks hoping I can sell Elsa for one more season. But but regardless, if I can't, I'm staring down, you know, a one-time expense, hopefully annual. But when you think about what it took just to get ready today, right? I won't put you on the spot, Wendy, but for myself, I needed some soap. I needed shampoo. I needed lots of items. You know, I try to make it look easy, but it takes work and it takes products. And those products are not one-time expenses and they are ongoing. And so what we are understanding now and what we're learning more about of the needs of our families is that they really extend beyond what we come to know as back to school time. While those school supplies and backpacks, like I talked about, are absolutely essential, and that's not the end of the story, right? That's the semicolon. And the backpacks also need to be filled with deodorant, toothpaste, bar soap, things of this nature, feminine hygiene products, right?
Yeah.
These are the kinds of things that we know students need, but it's difficult to talk about.
Well, how can we help? How can the listening audience and myself, how can we help?
Oh, I love this question, Wendy. Thank you so much. Listen, if you're hearing any of this and you're thinking to yourself, man, I have something to give back. Maybe I've got time. Maybe you've got a dollar. Maybe you yourself have items or you're working with an organization that could do some support for Chicago students. Reach out to Communities in Schools. We don't claim to have all the answers, but we really, really are in the corner of our students in schools. And we're working to connect them not just to these resources that we're talking about today, but the programs that we know they need around social emotional learning, mental health supports, arts programs, right? Really working to meet the ongoing and great needs of our Chicago students. So if you're inspired, please reach out to CIS. We're expanding our work to dig deeper into these areas, and we could use all the help we can get to help make sure that students are really getting what they need to thrive, not just survive.
You are doing a great job. Robin Kelsch, Chief Partnership Engagement Officer at CIS Communities in Schools Chicago. You can go to CIS of Chicago. .org, and you guys are also on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, CIS of Chicago.org. Good luck, and thank you so much for all your help with these kids, Robin.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wendy. Have a great day.
You as well. Again, that is CIS of Chicago.org. Just Google them. They are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well.